and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
And this is the Video Game Music Podcast featuring music from only 8-bit and 16-bit era video games.
And the occasional dance party every now and then.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, yeah. What do you mean by that?
Our dance party.
Oh, you mean features that too?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. I thought you meant, you know, featuring music only from 8-bit and 16-bit video games and occasionally a dance party. So, like, a podcast that features 8-bit and 16-bit video game music or era video game music.
Right.
And dance club music.
Dance.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
And your favorite hits from...
Tiesto.
Who?
That's an electronic music artist from the 90s. I'm really dating myself. I don't know who the artists are today.
Yeah, it's like, we feature the best music on the Legacy Music Hour. You know, Metroid, Star Fox, CNC Music Factory, PM Dawn. PM Dawn's not that dancey, but...
We got...
Okay, well, we got... Well, first of all, you just... Okay, so you just came back from Brazil.
Yes.
Okay, and so welcome back.
Thank you.
The United States.
Do I look more tanned?
You look the same.
That's a...
Wait, yeah. Are you more...
I don't think
more
so.
More tanned?
No. I mean, I brown nicely.
I mean, you look like you didn't shave when you were there.
I couldn't bring my shaving equipment.
Oh, because you use special shaving equipment,
right.
Which they wouldn't allow on a plane.
Exactly. I didn't want to have
to. You use an Australian machete to shave your face, right?
It's comparable.
Right.
So,
You do the same kind of damage.
I do have the wild look. I'm going for Blanca.
Yeah, you look like... Yeah, Blanca. Yeah, you say Blanca, and I actually think that you, of all people, would pronounce it as Blanca.
Blanca. You say Blanca, I say Blanca.
Yeah. And you look like you were hanging out like a wild Amazon boy right now.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't end up going to the Amazon.
No, yeah. I didn't end up going. Went to a national park, but not the Amazon. Mm-hmm. Saw a tapir.
Were there some bugs at the park? Some big bugs?
Yes, ridiculous amounts of bugs. But my wife is an animal activist. She's a bit of fancies herself an activist. So she's got compassion for all creatures.
I'm compassionate enough to get bit like hundreds of times by insects.
Oh,
right?
It was a buffet. The insects had a buffet on her, but I wanted to kill every single one I saw. But
well, that's commitment to her animal activist passion,
I
guess.
Right? I said they could smell a sympathizer and they took advantage of her.
Right, right, right. Maybe it's just a trap, you know?
Could be. I don't know.
So while you were out in Brazil, you know, doing your thing.
Yes.
You know what I was doing here?
What did you do?
Back home?
Tell me.
I started playing Echo the Dolphin for the Sega Genesis.
Okay.
And it took me a few days, but I did finally beat it. And it gets hard. It gets really hard. There's just some parts to it that are just frustratingly hard. And did you play this game ever?
I'm shaking my head. I detest that game.
How far did you get?
I got maybe a couple hours in, and to quote a YouTube comment I saw when I was...
So what does that mean, a couple hours in? Like you didn't beat the first level?
No, probably not. Probably not, because I'm trying to squeak and squawk my songs to other dolphins to figure out what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But to quote a YouTube comment I saw, playing Echo the Dolphin makes me want to go out and beat a dolphin to death.
Well, you know what's crazy, though? This Echo the Dolphin sold more copies than Sonic the Hedgehog.
I don't get it.
That, right?
I know it was extremely... I didn't know that, but I knew it was incredibly popular. And
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't get it.
That's crazy that it sold more copies than the most popular game or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the game...
first off, congratulations, because that is a feat.
Well, first of all, it is... I mean, there's parts of it that are so tedious.
Ugh.
I mean, I just have this thing in me where I just need to beat a game, especially if I'm close, you know?
Yes.
The last level is just so frustratingly annoying, actually. Because, first of all, the last level is 6 minutes long, and there's no way around that. You have to spend 6 minutes on that level. And then when you get to the boss, you have to I mean, you don't, before you get killed by the boss, you have barely any time to understand how the boss is working or moving. Ugh. And then anyway, you die, and then you got to start all the way at the beginning of the 6-minute level again.
Right.
So first of all, getting through that 6-minute level is really hard too.
I can imagine.
So
I think getting out of that cove took me about an hour.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Level one.
And then there's some other parts of the game that are just pretty frustrating and taking a long time. Like, there's one part where you have to make these jumps happen.
Yes.
And you really just have to know how to do the jumps, but jumps are just really hard. It took me a long time to figure out how to do the jumps, but right. I eventually got the hang of it. But anyway, hard game. I beat it.
Good.
I wanted to share that with you and the listeners and other stuff to talk about before we get into today's topic.
Sure.
But by the way, I also went to the Grand Canyon, but whatever. That has nothing to do with video game music. But
oh, wow.
But anyway, whatever.
Well, we can talk about that as the episode progresses.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, whatever. It's not a big deal.
I went to the rim once.
Yeah, I think I went to the... I mean, the whole thing is the rim, right?
Well, you go into the...
Oh, inside. Yes. Okay, you went inside. Oh,
No. I just went to the rim. I didn't go inside.
Right. That's me too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so other stuff...
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, it's big. It's very big. It's very, like, grand. You know, it's very kind of grand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a canyon, and it's very grand. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know how else I can describe it. It's sort of, like, very... I mean, I think, you know, okay. So, one thing to talk about is a couple things to mention is that we had that caller. Remember a lot that we had that caller who called in, you know, to our message,
our
answering machine situation that
yes.
we have. And it was David from Spanish Fork, Utah, right?
Right. Oh,
well,
yeah.
He called again and he. And upon listening to his message this time, I was able to hear it more clearly that it's not David, it's Damon.
Damon
from Spanish Fork, Utah. And he called in and he wanted to point out something about Journey to Silius, which I played a couple tracks from in the last couple episodes.
Okay.
That it's very likely that Silius was actually meant to be Sirius, like the star. You know?
Right.
Like, or like the constellation or whatever, you
sure.
know, or the star. I guess it's the star, actually.
Right.
So, Journey to Sirius, but because of the Japanese L&R
exactly.
thing, that it came out as Silius. And
right.
so, he wanted to point that out, and he had read that somewhere, and it seems to make sense. I looked up some more information about that. It seems to make sense that it actually was meant to be Journey to Sirius. And
well,
so, that's just a little tidbit that... was, you know, I thought
to,
we should share.
To Damon, thank you. The Regacy Music Hour appreciates it.
And he's probably saying right now, you're welcome. Right? Okay,
yeah.
So, and then also, here's another thing. Somebody commented on the Junko Tamiya episode and mentioned that the first level music from Bionic Commando for Nintendo is the same... That song is used in Bionic Commando for the arcade, which Junko Tamiya did not work on.
Okay.
And so the actual composer for that first level music, first area music in Bionic Commando is Harumi Fujita. Okay?
Okay.
So just wanted to point that out. And then Junko Tamiya arranged it for the Nintendo, that song. There's a couple songs from the arcade version that ended up in the Nintendo version. And so... those ones were by Harumi Fujita, and she arranged it. Junko arranged it.
Well, I'm glad. I wouldn't want Harumi to harbor any ill will towards us for giving credit for something that she did.
Yeah, so that's cleared up.
Cool.
And before we move into today's topic, just we want to mention our sponsors.
Absolutely.
Or Destiny Games. And
they are in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548 for all of your legacy gaming as well as your modern gaming needs.
And, they were kind enough to...
Oh, yeah, what do you got there?
...donate Darius Twin.
Wow.
So that's
a SNES cartridge?
It's a Super Nintendo title, and I'll be looking forward to a Taito game, and we'll be looking forward to exploring, this Taito title.
Taito title.
Thanks to Destiny Games, and you can check out their website, destinygames.com.
Yeah, they sent. Yeah, he. They sent the package to the Legacy Music Hour headquarters.
Headquarters, yes.
And I won't give out the address because it's top secret.
Top secret headquarters.
Right.
I like that. Secret stuff going on at the Legacy Music Hour headquarters.
And of course, our other sponsor is Golden Star Games over at the Los Amigos Mall in Los Angeles. Give them a call, 323-234-4656.
Oh, and you know, actually, speaking of keeping things secret, you know, we didn't really talk about this video that came out
right
recently, and I guess we should talk about that, I guess, real quick before we get into today's okay. episode, just for people who, this might be interesting to people, because there isn't a lot that's sort of explained in the video about what is happening in the video. Some people who listen to our show might think that was what our live event was like that we were talking about.
Right.
It wasn't. This was a separate thing that was shot, and this is just some insider stuff
yes.
for the Legacy Music Hour listeners that we didn't. Okay, so for all those dancers that were there, they didn't know what was going on. There were ads put on Craigslist and on LA Casting that were said that we were looking for hip club types in their late teens, early 20s.
Right.
And
I almost submitted for that. I saw the listing. I thought this is right up my alley.
Did you really?
No, I didn't.
No.
You know, when I first moved to LA, I saw those all the time.
Oh, you did? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I submitted for a couple, but I'm not hip enough. Anyway, continue.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're hip in my book.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're, yes.
Thank you.
So, you know, we didn't say that the video was for Funny or Die. We didn't say it was going to be a comedic video.
Yes.
And by the way, our live event wasn't comedic like that. We did make this, since it was produced by Funny or Die, we did try to make it more on the comedic side, but we didn't tell them it was a comedy video or comedic in any way, and that it was just purely going to be a dance party show.
Right.
And didn't tell them that it was going to be video game music. And they also none of the people knew who we were too. So
right.
They were totally in the dark about what was going on. All they knew that it was a dance party type show,
exactly.
And that they wanted hip club type people, and that was it. So, you know, we did all the interviews actually first, and you know, just to get some fresh reactions from them, of them not really knowing what we're talking about. And then we had them dance the music, and they actually, you know, they played along pretty well, and they kind of you know, we told them just be into it, and
right.
they were, and they danced to it, and I think that, and they you know, they danced to those songs that were in the video, and they seem to have fun with it. It's funny because we asked for like hip club people, because that was the idea, is to get sort of like a dance club feel to it.
Right.
But then there ended up being kind of like you know, nerdier type people who showed up anyway.
Right.
And who knew the songs actually.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
As yeah. you can see in the video, actually, there's one young man who knows the song very well and dances to it like he knows the song.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, and to people, because I responded to a couple comments, but some people are under the impression that they were not dancing to the video game
video
music.
Right.
But it was, yeah. in fact, video game
yeah,
music.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can see in the video that I mean, we're not using the room sound in the video,
right.
because it just doesn't sound good, but you can see that they're dancing to the music and to the beat and clapping to it and stuff like that, and that's all real. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyway, it was funny. I if we ever get an opportunity to do it again, I really want to get a full on urban crowd, you know, just
yeah.
like, and get maybe like gangsters, you know, and get maybe hoochie mamas, you know,
well,
and just get it and just see what happens with that. You know what I mean? Just tell them, all right, guys, be into this, and then see how they deal with it. You know, I think that'd be fun.
I think there are a couple of gentlemen on, our block. Well, where
the
I
the headquarters
live.
Block, yeah.
headquarters block.
Yeah.
And I think they would actually, they might be what you're looking for.
Yeah, well, let's maybe recruit him.
Yes.
Maybe just shoot a little mini dance party here at the headquarters.
Maybe.
Just the two guys from the block. That's what it's called. Legacy Music Hour video, two guys from the block, and just see what happens. All right, well, sorry for all the
top of the show business.
Top of the show business, but
we had to get that out of the way.
We had to get it out of the way.
Absolutely.
We had to get it out of the way. I mean, it feels like it's been a long time since we've recorded, but it's only been a week.
I mean, you know, was it a week before that I was married, and then now yeah. I'm back from Brazil in a week?
Yeah, wow. It's just, I mean, just flying. Time doesn't fly by, you fly by.
Exactly.
You're just flying by. You know, time's moving at a regular pace here, you know? I really did feel like, it feels like we haven't recorded in 3 weeks, but, I mean, woof, 1 week.
Goes by.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah. All right, so today's topic, it's very, actually, appropriate to you coming back from Brazil.
Yes.
Today's topic is Latin music.
Latin music.
So we're going to focus on all Latin music. It's all sort of, yeah, Latin. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it, but yeah, right. It's Latin music from video games.
Exactly.
So, or Latin style, you know?
Yeah, it's got that Latin...
Latin rhythms, Latin style.
It's got that Latin sabor, we'll say.
It's got that, you and I are about to embrace the forbidden dance.
Oh,
together at the Lambada Music Hour.
Exactly.
That's what we'll call today's episode.
Lambada Music Hour.
The Lambada Music Hour. So, all right. Anyway, this is what, episode 34? So I think yes. You're starting this off.
I'm going to start things off with a little number from Sunset Riders for the Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The composers for this title are Masahiro Ikariko and H. Inoue.
Oh, and I actually think that they didn't do the... I think they arranged it for the Genesis.
Okay.
And actually, I believe... you know what? Well, we'll play the song, and okay. We'll have for you the actual composers who did the arcade version, which is what they arranged it from. Yeah.
The title I'm going to play for all of you amigos today is called Adios Amigos.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a good way to start things off.
Exactly. Here on the Latin episode, here we go.
It's a good way to say hello.
Sunset Riders, Adios Amigos. Adios, amigos.
This is also known as the Versus Mode Round 2.
Yes.
And the actual composers for this are Motoaki Furukawa and Naohisa Morota. And then with those other two, you mentioned arranging it. But then again, now I'm thinking, I mean, was there a Versus Mode in the arcade version? And if not, then was this music composed originally for the Genesis version? So I don't know. Anyway.
Just putting the information out there, people.
Yeah. Just giving you options of information.
Do you hear that whistle in the song?
Yeah,
it's almost samba-esque.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right.
Which is funny because this is...
It's meant to be Mexican.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's got that Latin feel, but not the old... West Mexican feel.
Right. You know, it kind of does have a little... I think it does have a little bit of old Mexican, like an old West Mexican feel, sort of.
It's very samba-esque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that whistle, yeah. All right, so I'm going to play something from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay.
For the Nintendo. And this is music composed by Yasuaki Fujita. And he also composed the music to Mega Man 3, which is a masterpiece of a soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And this track we're going to hear is called Sunken Ship. This is from composer Yasuaki Fujita from The Little Mermaid. Thank you. is music from The Little Mermaid for the Nintendo Entertainment System, music by Yasuaki Fujita, and this is Sunken Ship, which is stage 2.
Right. That's salsa at the beginning.
Yeah, it's definitely got salsa. It's a Latin feel to it, you know? Yeah. I like this part right here. Anyway. I like that too. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Salsa also used a lot in seafood.
True. And maybe that's the connection.
Mexican food.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah, it sounds Latin to me, even though I would think that music in that, I don't know, the ethnic music of Little Mermaid would be more Caribbean, I think, right?
Right.
Because of, you know, Sebastian.
Oh, is that the crab?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, right.
He's like a...
Is he a Jamaican crab?
It's like something, yeah, something like that. Mm. You are hopeless, child, simply hopeless. That's what he says, if you remember.
I don't think I ever saw the movie, but I remember saying...
are hopeless, Rob F. Switch, simply hopeless. You've never seen the movie before, you're hopeless.
My next track is brought to you by Tommy Tallarico.
Mm-hmm.
Earthworm Jim 2 for the Sega Genesis. This track is called The Flying King. Earthworm Jim 2.
It's a good song.
It's lots of stuff going on. It gets a little jazzy.
Yeah, to the end
in there.
Really jazzy.
Yeah.
The very beginning of it, which doesn't repeat, reminded me of... what's the guy's name? Why am I forgetting his name? Jackson. Joe Jackson. It reminds me of a Joe Jackson song. It's, I think, Chinatown, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember. But... and then this part right here reminds me of the Magical Sound Shower from Outrun.
Oh, okay.
You know, this part right here, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of does, a little bit. Or maybe it was Passing Breeze, I don't know. Either one of those, yeah.
By the way, just a little trivia note for Earthworm Jim 2. It was released on the PlayStation in 1996. A port was released in 1996. And it got a score of 3 out of 10 from, what is that? CVG? Computer and Video Games.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was that the reviewer who was reviewing it said that in the age of polygons, he would have liked something new. Mm. Please.
Lame.
That's what I thought when I saw that. I mean, a port, I mean, that's, you know, this, you're taking advantage of beyond 16-bit hardware. Yeah. But that's just a side note.
By the way, something I didn't mention that I wanted to mention at the beginning of the show is that, you know, this episode is the Latin episode, and I've actually already played a lot of my favorite Latin tunes from video game music already on previous episodes. You know, the stuff like Super Mario Kart,
yes,
like Super Mario Kart's Koopa Beach. That's a favorite Latin piece, you know. Or the Metropolis of Foreside from Earthbound. That's a really good Latin piece, and so on. There's a lot of Latin stuff I've played already on the show. You know, I've already played a lot of my favorites, so I actually kind of had to delve into some more stuff. I mean, basically, what I'm actually trying to say is that if you don't hear your favorite Latin kind of video game song on today's show, that's because most likely we've played it on previous episodes. You know. Anyway, so next up, I'm going to play something from Adventure Island, Hudson's Adventure Island, and for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is music composed by Jun Chikuma, and this is the sort of first main music, or the first level music. I mean, it comes, you hear it again, but yeah, it's the first area music, basically, from Adventure Island for the Nintendo Entertainment System, music composed by Jun Chikuma. Music from Adventure Island for the Nintendo, music composed by Jun Chikuma, and this is sort of the first level music, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the song Brazil. You know the song Brazil?
No.
It's like Brazil, da 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 da. I mean, it doesn't really sound like Brazil. I don't know. All right. Never mind on that.
But this is reminiscent of Brazil.
I don't know, something. I don't know. This is a fun track, you know? I like the bridge, so to speak. You know, this part right here? Yeah.
I'm going to play a track from a composer whose name I love to pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
Koji Kondo.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario Brothers 3 star music.
Right.
Invincibility music.
Is the invincibility music to this different from part 1?
I think it's almost the same.
Mm-hmm.
Did we play that already?
No.
Hmm.
But that's a real classic Latin video game piece, is the invincibility music for Super Mario Brothers.
It's got that rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So here you go from Koji Kondo. Super Mario Brothers 3 Invincibility Star Music for the NES. Thank you. Super Mario Brothers 3. Star music, invincibility music. When you get that star.
I think it's a little different. A little different than part one.
You think so?
I mean, I'm not, I have to listen to it again, but the part one again, but I don't think part one has this sort of bass line going, you know? Boom, boom. Dun, 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 dun.
You're right. I don't think it does either.
I think it just has that. Dun, 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 dun.
It's a classic piece of music right there.
Mm-hmm. Next up, I'm going to play something from Do Re Mi Fantasy. This is a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom, a game I own and have and. I'm proud to say I own.
Have you beat it?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's good.
Proud to say that as well.
Sure, sure, yeah. I mean, it's not like a terribly hard game, but this is called Through the Woods, and this is actually the first level music. And this is music composed by Jun Chikuma, who also did the music to Adventure Island. And here it is from Do Re Mi Fantasy. This is music from Do Re Mi Fantasy, and this is called Through the Woods from composer Jun Chikuma. And, yeah, this is, I like how jazzy it gets kind of near the end.
You know, Brent, no lie what I'm about to tell you. Maybe it's just because I've been deprived of sleep, but I completely forgot that this was, we were even talking about, I even forgot what we were doing in the first place. But it just sounds like ultra lounge.
Right, right, right.
So hip.
Like this part right here, particularly. This part coming out right here. It's so jazzy, you know? And I like the upper melody that comes in right here. Da, 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 da. Yeah. I don't know.
That's good bass as well.
Yeah, yeah, right. Here, let's check out the bass alone by itself real quick. See if I can find it. See what happens. That's it.
It's like the start of a concert or something.
Yeah. It's like building up. Oh, I like this. This is the cool part. The lounge part.
Da, da, da. Yeah, that's cool.
Da, 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 da. Da, da, da.
The way it works with that high voice. Yeah, it's...
Yeah. Listen to this. It's like... kind of funky, you know?
Yes.
It's like a funky Latin rhythm.
All I would like to play for you now a track from Super Hideline.
Mm-hmm.
You might consider this one a stretch, but I definitely hear the Latin influence at the start of this track.
Okay.
I hear it.
Okay.
I'm not crazy.
Uh-huh.
The composer for this title, for the track, for the songs in this title, the composer is Shigeru Tomita.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Sega Genesis title. I think it might have been Mega Drive only.
No.
It's Genesis.
I think so, yeah.
Super Hideline. Yeah, you're right. Super Hideline. Here you go. This one's called Chaos Separator. Chaos Separator.
Yeah, I mean, very, very seldom instances of somewhat of a Latin feel, I think.
At the very beginning, that's
why. And there's actually one part sort of, there's like a little bit of a drum solo that sort of feels like a timbale solo or something like that in later on, you know, 2 minutes into the song or
sure.
so. But yeah, almost a 3 minute song, actually. But yeah, not a Latin track. But
I mean, it's not reminiscent of the Cuban national anthem to you at all.
I don't know the Cuban national anthem. I do like this track. Actually, it's cool, especially the soloing and stuff that happens later. It just gets really funny. Yeah, but you know how you're saying before that you thought the guitar. Or not the guitar or whatever, but there's like the dun 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 dun.
Right.
But I was thinking about it. It actually doesn't really sound that Latin. I mean, that guitar actually sounds like a sort of Prince kind of, funky kind of guitar, you know?
Yes.
But, anyway. All right. So next up, I'm going to play something from Pilot Wings for the Super Nintendo. This is music composed by Soyo Oka. And this is called Flight Club. Okay?
Okay.
Flight Club. Which is when you enter your password if you want to continue. That's the password continue music.
Okay.
All right. And that's music from Pilot Wings, Soyo Oka. Listening to the smooth sounds of Pilot Wings here on the Legacy Music Hour. This is music by Soyo Oka. This is a little number called Flight Club.
An elevator rumba.
Yes. No, this is actually, I almost played this on the elevator episode, and I almost played this on the shorties episode, which is a really short piece. If we ever do another elevator episode, I was going to play it for that. But then I thought, well, this is a Latin, you know, this is a bossa nova kind of sound, so I'll just use it for this episode. I like it, though. Easy listening.
Yeah. I would like to play a track from Road Rash 3.
Mm-hmm.
For the Sega Genesis, my least favorite of all the Road Rashes, but I still played it, didn't beat it, got kind of bored with it. But there is a Latin sounding track, it's kind of fitting as well, seeing as that's where I just flew in from.
Oh, okay. So what's it called, Brazil?
It's called Brazil. Mm-hmm. Composer is Don Vecca for Road Rash 3.
Thank you.
Road Rash 3. Yes. There is Brazil.
It's interesting how it it morphs from sort of a you know, like a Brazilian carnival kind of samba situation.
Yes.
And then it morphs into a straight up just rock song, you know?
That's a Road Rash. Yeah. Road Rash track.
It's the Road Rash way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very fitting. Very fitting.
And
actually very fitting for you too, because you were in Brazil and you're kind of a rock guy, you know?
And a motorcycle guy as well.
And you're a motorcycle guy too, yeah.
I love my bikes.
Yeah.
And I actually would like to take this time out. Maybe you should just pause the music.
Well, you don't want to just have it as background music?
Okay, that's fine. Because I wanted to give you something.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I picked something up when I was down south.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it's very fitting. And I think
this is the right music for it, I think.
It's actually perfect. Okay. I want to see if you can actually guess what it is.
What, you got me?
Yes. Uh-huh. So, I'm just going to need maybe about 5 seconds.
Earthbound? You got Earthbound?
No. Uh-huh. But I need you to close your eyes for a second.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes.
And,
I'm stepping into the isolation booth now.
And unzip your pants, please.
Okay, they're unzipped, yes. Now
okay,
what?
Just hold on a second.
Are my underwear down too?
I'm coming right back.
Okay. I'll just listen to this. Do you want me to keep talking?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just really just feeling this. Really just trying to vibe out on this distorted guitar solo here. Anyway, I don't know what to say.
Okay, I'm back here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
Got something for you.
You want me to open my eyes?
No, not yet. You got
see if you
figure out what this thing is here.
And then that samba comes back in right here, or that carnival. Oh shoot! Really? Oh, you got? I'm closing my eyes right now. But did you get me a cuica drum?
Hey, he got it!
Wow,
he got
it! I can't believe it. That's so cool of you. Do you want me to open my eyes?
You can open your eyes.
Oh, that's so neat! You got a little cuica drum for me. Oh, that's really cool, Rob.
Ten made the guy that. Where we were staying, there was this arts and craftsman on the beach, and he made that one. I bought a couple of things off him, but I saw that, and we talked about it.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about it.
Because I know that instrument. I had heard it, but I didn't know what it was called. And
yeah, the hoo-ha-hoo-hoo-ha-hoo-ha-hoo-ha-hoo-ha-hoo.
Yeah,
I was just playing it just now, in case you guys couldn't tell. No, I'm just kidding. I was singing it. Yeah, you need a cloth, and you rub. Were
right.
you using your fingers just now?
No. I got an apron.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
I just ran it under the
sink.
Yeah,
and you rub the sort of stick that hangs out from the skin of the drum or whatever.
Yeah.
And it makes that kind of squeaky sound.
Yeah, it's cool.
And this looks like it was made from a coconut or something like that. Huh?
It's either a coconut or a gourd. I'm pretty sure it's a gourd.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, cool. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. That's fun. I'm glad you saved this for the show.
Right.
So the
And Brazil, Road Rash 3, it's perfect.
I've got a lot of gifts I'm taking home with me today. I've got a cuica drum.
Hey.
And I have Darius Twin.
We've got lovely parting gifts for you.
tell me what else I've won.
Well, you get to play your next selection. How about that?
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you very much, Rob. That's really nice of you.
Hey.
I was wondering if you were going to bring back any kind of artifacts stuff.
I got some stuff. I got some stuff.
Did you bring anything else? What else?
A lot of coffee.
Oh, you brought, okay.
I brought back a lot. I'm a big, big coffee drinker, and they got some of the best out in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, interesting note, they don't drink regular cups of coffee out there. You can't get a cup of coffee. You can't say, I'd like a cup of coffee, please.
How come?
They drink espresso or cappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Interesting.
Pure, raw, and it's the strong stuff. You know, not just a cup of, you know, Folgers like it is out here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're big coffee drinkers. So I brought back a lot of coffee.
Did you buy any electronics out there?
I did not. And you know what? Funny you mentioned that. I read that electronics are priced way higher south of the border than they are here in the States.
Why is that?
And I read it was because of the demand. There's so much demand here that they can lower the prices, whereas there's not such a demand in, say, Mexico or Brazil. They can raise the prices.
See, I would think that the higher demand, then the more expensive it's going to be, you know? Like freaking Earthbound. You know?
Well, I'm sure...
Like, because that game isn't rare. You know, it's not a rare game. Right. But it's in such high demand that people are able to sell it on eBay for sometimes over $100. I mean, it goes from $70 to $100. If it wasn't in that high of demand, it would just be, you know, people could get it for $20 or something like that. Or,
you know. I forget the reason, but I mean, you know, I'm going out there, I'm looking at the price of Wii's, and they're way more expensive than they are out here.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people buy them out there either.
I would just think that if people aren't buying the stuff, then they would want to lower the prices just so that people would buy them, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's one thing I always noticed about electronics south of the border.
Yeah.
When the Wii came out, it sold out in the U.S., but it was readily available south of the border.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was more expensive.
That's weird, huh? Well, here's a track from Super Mario Kart.
Okay.
This is also composed by Soyo Oka, who composed the music to Pilot Wings. And this one is called Donut Planes for the Super Nintendo. This is Donut Planes from Super Mario Kart, composer Soyo Oka. And there's more of that whistle there. We've been hearing the whistle a lot this episode.
I don't know what reason it is. It sounds very cute.
This song.
This track.
Well, the whistle.
Yeah, but the whistle especially.
Oh, this whistle. It sounds to me like they're kind of... I don't know. The whistle sounds... I just imagine one of the Super Mario Kart characters blowing it and kind of... going off, maybe even overdoing it a little bit in a cute way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just like watch, right here. So, you know what I mean? Look, right there. It's almost like these cars are driving by and it's like, yeah. stop, you know? He's like, you're going too fast or whatever, you know, or something like that. I don't know. But you hear that timbali in there?
Right.
Timbali.
Oh, speaking of Brazil and Mario Kart, the drivers out there, very reminiscent of Mario Kart.
Oh yeah, they shoot shells at you and stuff.
They might as well. They bump you, try to bump you off the road. Mm-hmm. It is madness out there. I spent 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks, driving around the country.
Yeah, right.
So I don't want to do it again, man.
You spent almost 2 weeks within this last week that we haven't since we last recorded.
Did I say 2 weeks? I meant 1 week.
No. That makes sense. You spent 2 weeks driving in a week.
In a week.
No, did you shoot any red shells on anybody?
I wanted to. Yeah. But then I didn't want to get kidnapped or robbed.
Uh-huh.
Or both.
Right. Oh, this is a fun track. It's jazzy too. You know that piano?
Yeah. Up next is a track from Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the intro for stages 1 through 4. I think it's stages 1 through 4 and not stage 1-4. So here you go, from Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. Stages 1 through 4 intro for Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. Composers David Javalosa, Ainosuke Nagao and Masanobu Tsukamoto.
Yeah. I wonder if this is... because this game is basically... it's one of the Puyo Puyo games that... but, you know, kind of released...
yes.
In, you know, in North America. And I wonder if... I wonder if the, it uses some of the music from the Puyo Puyo games, or, you know, if some of it's original
right.
to this game or what, you know. But I imagine that any of the stuff that is original to this game is by David Javalosa or Javalosa or whatever.
Right.
And that the other, the Japanese composers on this are were from the Puyo, I don't know. Or maybe not. Maybe it's not. I'll have to do a comparison.
Sure.
At the Legacy Music Laboratories.
In the... the Legacy Lab.
The Legacy Lab, located in the basement of the Legacy headquarters.
Yes.
I'm going to play something from a game I played from the puzzle episode. It's called Zoop.
Okay.
And this is a Super Nintendo game. Well, I think this game actually came out on a lot of different consoles and for computer and stuff. But this is music composed by Brian Schmidt, Bob Skumasi, and Mark Davis. And the name of this track is Mexican Flavor from the game Zoop for the Super Nintendo. This is Mexican Flavor from the game Zoop. Music composed by Brian Schmidt, Bob Skumasi, and Mark Davis. Maybe it's Skumachi. Yeah, Skumachi is maybe what it is.
I would like to play a track from Puyo Puyo for the Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Composers Ainosuke Nagao and Masanobu Tsukamoto. This track is called Warning. Puyo Puyo.
Batman.
Composers Ainosuke Nagao and Masanobu Tsukamoto. That was Warning.
I'm going to play something from Star Tropics for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is from composer Y. Hirai. And this one is called The Sub-Sea from Star Tropics for the Nintendo. Thank you. is music from Star Tropics from composer Y. Hirai. This is called The Subsea.
Are you saying the bass is what's the Latin part of it?
Yeah, the bass is definitely Latin.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the drums are too, I guess. Sound Latin to you?
A little. Well, mm-hmm. the bass is definitely Latin, mm-hmm. but the that other part could just be a regular song.
Yeah. Well, I guess the part near the end where it's like dun 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 da da. That's kind of got a Latin rhythm. Dun 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 da da. You know.
The drums with the bass definitely make it Latin. Yes. Yeah.
Well, this part right here too. Like dun 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 da da, like that rhythm of the melody of the melody too.
Oh,
is
yes.
kind of Latin. Dun 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 da.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to play Moon Beach from Streets of Rage.
Uh huh.
It's from Brent, not for.
Yeah, I know. I always get that wrong.
Thank you. It's from composer Yuzo Koshiro.
Mm-hmm.
Who I couldn't get that last time you quizzed me.
Right.
I'm going to remember now.
Mm-hmm.
Yuzo Koshiro for the Sega Genesis. Here's Moon Beach from Streets of Rage. Moon Beach.
Very early 90s kind of techno with a Latin flair, I think.
A little bit.
The percussion is Latin.
Because I saw your face. You were on the fence.
Well, no, I was... No, but, you know, I'm listening to it. No, this has definitely got a Latin feel to it, I think. And the bass is Latin, too. Listen to the bass.
Yeah.
No, I see it. I hear it. I think this is more Latin than that Super Highlight track, actually. Seriously. No, this sounds like dance club music with a Latin influence. Okay, whatever. Anyway. I think it's more Latin than you think it is.
I think there was a couple of tracks I felt were a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Super Highlight was one, and Streets of Rage is the second one.
I'm going to play something from Earthbound. This is music by Keiichi Suzuki, Hirokazu Tanaka, and Hiroshi Kanazu. And I get the sense that the track I'm going to play, which is called The Jolly Flying Man, I don't know, looking into it, I mean, I'm pretty sure Hirokazu Tanaka didn't compose this one, and I kind of don't think Keiichi Suzuki did either, so I kind of think it would be Hiroshi Kanazu, but, you know, I don't know, I couldn't verify that, so I'm just going to on the track listing list all three of these composers because, you know,
okay,
they all three of them worked on it. So this is the Jolly Flying Man from Earthbound for the Super Nintendo. This is the Jolly Flying Man from Earthbound. Music by Hiroshi Kanazu, Keiichi Suzuki, and Hirokazu Tanaka. It's a quirky, kind of Latin-y piece. I like the bass.
I'm closing out my set with another track from Sunset Riders for the Sega Genesis. This track is called Ai Chihuahua. Sunset Riders, Ai Chihuahua.
And I think this is the boss music, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Paco Loco.
Paco Loco.
But I actually kind of think this track is a little less Latin-y than the Moon Dance, or Moon Beach.
Really?
A little bit. I don't know, not really.
I mean, those are trumpets. It's supposed to be trumpets.
Right.
Mariachi trumpets.
Yeah, you're right. It's like sinister mariachi music.
Yeah, I was just about to point that out. You never hear mariachi music playing sinister music.
Right. Death Mariachi. I'm going to play something from Final Fantasy II North American for the Super Nintendo. Music by Nobuo Uematsu. And this is a... This is called Mambo de Chocobo, and it's the same music. The Chocobo theme is the same in all the Final Fantasies, but through the different Final Fantasy games, they always put a different spin on it, give it a different style. And so in Final Fantasy II, there's this Latin style for the Chocobo theme, and it's called Mambo de Chocobo, music by Nobuo Uematsu. This is Mamba de Chocobo from Final Fantasy II North American, Final Fantasy IV Japan. And this is music by Nobuo Uematsu. And again, we're hearing that whistle sound. And I don't know if you can tell, but that, I think that's supposed to be like a cuica there, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. With all the whistles that we've been listening to, I should have got you a Brazil whistle.
Right. I'm just playing around with the drum that Rob got me.
You've just taken to that so naturally.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm natural.
To go on tour.
That's the end of our Latin episode, mostly Latin episode. And I'm just kidding. And the for a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. And you can reach us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Send us a text or call us, 281-SONIC-91.
And check out Destiny Games if you're in Canton, Michigan, or check them out online. And our episode, our next week's episode is covers, right? So we're going to do all,
right,
you know, various musicians and things doing covers of video game music from this era. And I think that's about it, right?
That's all.
If you haven't seen our video yet, the Legacy Music Hour dance party, or the Legacy Music Dance Party, check it out. It's on Funny or Die. And share it with your friends who might be into it, because we want it to be seen.
Yeah. If you have trouble finding it, we posted the link on, had a little cuica in there.
Yeah.
If you have trouble finding it, we got the link on our page as well.
Yeah. All right. So I thought it'd be fun, a nice thing to close the show with a track from Side Pocket, the Super Nintendo version. This is music composed by Fox Productions, whatever that means. And
they booked me for the Crow's Nest.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Inside joke there.
Yeah. The name of this track is Midnight Kiss. And I thought that, you know, it's been 3 weeks since we've seen each other.
Within a week.
Within a week.
Yes.
And I felt like it would be nice for us to end this episode with a midnight kiss.
Oh, very nice. It's kind of, it's getting close to midnight.
Yeah. Yeah. It. Well, not quite. Yeah, almost. Yeah. Close enough. Right. Sure. Yeah. I don't know. With Super Highlight being close enough, I guess, yeah, close enough.
Right.
And this is this definitely can fit in the elevator category as well, but yeah. Does have a Latin is a Latin piece as well. And that's it. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F.
This is the Legacy Music Hour, and thank you for listening. This is music, again, from Side Pocket, from Fox Productions, and now, A Midnight Kiss.